one of the definitions of Passover kiss, and the first definition is that it's a dough which has some type of a filling, like a pocket, and you fill it up, so you picture a pie or a tart or a hamantaschen or something of that sort. And Mishnah Berurah points out that it has to be that there's a significant transfer of flavor from that, that adds a certain flavor to the item that you're eating. That now it has a significant fruit flavor, something of that nut flavor, whatever it is that you're having in the middle. You have a minimal amount there, which is not really, it basically tastes like bread with a little bit of poppy seeds on top. That's not what we're talking about when we say that it's called Passover Bekisnin. And he says this will be true even according to the Shulchan Aruch, that it has to lend a significant amount of flavor. One of the other issues which comes up is if you have, let's say, a chicken pot pie, something of that sort, where the filling is not fruits or nuts, something sweet, but it's something which rather is we use to make a meal out of it. Basar, gevina, etc. So what status does it have? The Sima Chalak is between the Shulchan Aruch says it has the status of pas. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, it has the status of pas, and the Ramah seems to agree with that also. The Ramah talks, when he talks about kreplach, it was a dough with a filling of meat inside, he calls it, that's a moitzi. Even if you eat less than a shir kriya suda. And the Taz disagrees with that and says that that's incorrect. Even if the filling is meat, it would still have a status of mezonos. The Magen Avraham follows the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and says that the status is going to be hamotzi. So even if you did have one of them, a small, which is not a large amount, it's not a full meal's worth, you would make the bracha of wash your hands on tisidayim, hamotzi, and benching. How do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah comes out like this. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that the Ikar Pesach is like the Shulchan Aruch, that it is considered hamotzi. But if it's something which is made, clearly made to be a snack, for example, let's say Franks in the Blanks. So it's a dough with a meat inside. The dough is basically a bread type of a dough, and there's a meat inside. So what bracha do you make on that? So if it's very oily, we'll talk about maybe, but some of them are made depending on how they're made. But the ones which are made, use a bread dough, and you make a homemade one, you make a bread dough, and you put it inside. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you make a moitzi on that. So you go to the chas, and you have three of those, great. So you make a moitzi, you know. I only have three of them. I don't care, you only have one of them. You have to make a moitzi. You have to wash your hands and make a moitzi. That's what should come out according to the Shulchan Aruch. Or pizza. Pizza is a filling of, it has a filling of cheese in it. So the bracha on pizza should be clearly hamotzi, no matter if no ifs, ands, or buts. I don't care how much you eat. According to this Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the Magen Avraham. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say that if it's clearly something which is made to be a snack, so then the bracha is mezonos. So these franks and blanks, you eat them, they're made to be an hors d'oeuvre, which is a snack, it's not made to be something to fill you up and to be a meal. So maybe the bracha could be mezonos. Pizza, on the other hand, becomes very problematic, because pizza is normally made for a meal by many people. So where do you go with that? So Shlomo Zalman says that the approach to pizza, it should be the following. In a country where it's normally eaten as a meal, it's a meal no matter how much you eat. And therefore the bracha should always be, he feels that in Eretz Yisrael, pizza is a meal, I guess what he said, I'm not telling you whether you have to agree with him or not, and therefore you should always say a moitzi on pizza. In a country where it's always a snack, so then it's a snack. In a country where it's not clear what it is, which some people argue that America maybe is like that it's not clear, some people eat it as a snack, some people eat it as a meal, you take one piece on the run, as opposed to sitting down and having a meal out of it, maybe. So then it would depend what your intention is. If your intention is that you're planning to have a meal out of it, so regardless of the amount that you're eating, if you're planning to make this is your lunch, then you should make a moitzi on it. If it's a snack, so you make a mezonos on it. Again, even if you make it's a snack, if you eat too much, that's not really a snack, you know. I'm not sure a snack, three pieces, but just a snack, you know, that's obviously not what we're talking about, you know. We're talking about, you know, even two pieces per passion, that's really, it's usually beyond a person, unless you're a very large person, that's not a snack. So we would suggest that is the approach which would make sense in regards to pizza, because there's a good argument to say that pizza is really hamotzi straight, regardless of the amount that you eat. This is a radical statement over here. I know I Berkshire, there's no tomatoes here, so I'm safe. Pun intended. Anyway. So this is an issue, again, if you want someone else to discuss it more directly, you know, I'm putting out on the table, there's not a simple issue how to pass it on the status of pizza. You should be aware of that. You can ask your own Rav and get your own sock. Have a good morning.